My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know, it's a work in progress. You go through some challenges in terms of player availability. One man's misfortune is another man's opportunity. Thomas Graham has been given a lot of opportunity because of some misfortune of others. But we have some position flexibility within our defensive backfield, so it's not a big concern as I stand here today. But again, we're not in that scarcity mindset. We're just in an opportunity mindset. And so it's really about the opportunities that guys get at this juncture.
Mike Tomlin talking about the Steelers' nickel cornerback position. And I'm sorry, that just doesn't inspire any confidence. Beanie Bishop has been in pole position, but does that excite anybody? Look, no one watched more Beanie Bishop last year in this town than me, and he was a hell of a college football player. He was at Minnesota for a while, and they played him in the slot. He played outside at West Virginia. Consensus All-American. Great ball skills. Had more pass defense than any player in college football. Had 4 interceptions. He was really, really good. And he fits the mold of the Mike Hiltons of the world. The guys that they have historically under Mike Tomlin of late playing that slot position. But he's undrafted. And he went undrafted for a reason. Doesn't mean you can't be good. Willie Parker was undrafted. There's a long list of guys that are undrafted that have had success in the NFL. But he hasn't been practicing. He missed the second preseason game, and that's the leader in the clubhouse? That's no good. It's why I would have liked to see the Steelers go after a guy like Stephon Gilmore. He wasn't going to be a slot guy, but you put him on the outside with JPJ, and then Dante Jackson, who has not played slot in the NFL, but profiled as a slot coming out of college, have him learn the position, get him in there. They are very thin at corner. And if I were to make a prediction, and I shall, because, hey, why the hell not? It's a radio show. I'm paid to give opinions. I would guess that it's either Beanie, and it might even be 50-50 here, or some guy that gets cut someplace else who has played like 5-6 years in the league but not been a great player, not been a bad player, who winds up being the Steelers slot corner this year. They got concerns at wide receiver. They got concerns at offensive line. Mike Tomlin was asked who the swing tackle is.
You know, I don't know that we're ready to identify that. We're not in that mode in terms of getting. We're still at 90 trying to get to 53, and so we're not in that mode right now of how we divide up labor within a smaller group. We're just still trying to provide as many opportunities as we can for guys to sort themselves out. That's more of a scarcity of bodies discussion, and we're just not there yet. It's much like tackles that report as eligible and short yardage and so forth. We got 7 tight ends on the roster right now, so that's less of a discussion, but at some point it will be.
I actually buy Mike Tomlin's synopsis there. Now, if everybody's healthy, then, and it all went according to plan, Broderick Jones is your left, Troy Faltanu's your right, Dan Moore Jr. is your swing tackle, Dan Moore Jr. is your tackle eligible guy. But because of the injury to Troy Faltanu, because Dan Moore Jr. apparently can't play the friggin' right side, who's your swing tackle right now? Is it Anderson? He can kind of play everywhere, but I don't know that you want him being your swing tackle. But he'd have to be today because Faltanu's not healthy. The bigger point in all this is that we're about 2 weeks out from game number one. The snaps are real. Everything counts. And your schedule is so tough on the back end, you got to start playing good football. You can't limp into this thing. We are that close, and you can't tell me who your starting tackles are, who's going to play where, who's going to be healthy enough to go, and you can't tell me who your swing tackle is. That's not good. You're too close.
Too close.
To the season to not have answers to those questions. You're too close to the season to not know who your slot cornerback is going to be. And that's why I say my panic meter's not up to 10.
It only goes to 10.
Because of what's happened in the preseason, but there are legitimate concerns. And those two positions, being this close to the season and you not knowing what you're doing there, those are reasons for maybe a little bit of panic. And then, wide receiver. You've got 4 guys that I think we can all say, write them in pen, they're making this roster. And that is George Pickens, Roman Wilson, obviously, drafted in the 3rd round. He'll be on the roster. He might start on IR, though, according to Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin, the 3rd. That leaves Dez Fitzpatrick, Scotty Miller, Quez Watkins as 3 guys battling for maybe 1 spot. Maybe 2 spots. We'll see if they carry more tight ends or wide receivers, whatever. But you don't have confidence, I don't think, beyond George Pickens. And again, you're 2 weeks away from the regular season, just about. What do you think is the Steelers' biggest position of concern right now? 412-928-9370. I asked that question on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement, TrustPJ.com. A lot of people are already writing in quarterback. Yeah, I don't want to go there. They got what they got there, and we know who's going to start. If you are smart, you know who's going to start, and that's Russell Wilson. Those other positions, let's just focus on those for right now. What's your biggest area of concern? 412-928-9370. Rob in Chicago. First up today. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Crowley. Good morning, man. I got to say that the quarterback and the offense, they've got to play enough to develop some continuity. I mean, these last 2 games, they've looked like a flaming bag of dog crap.
Yeah.
And I mean, they've got to show some signs of life. And as much as you don't want to get somebody injured, you got to finish this thing on a high note or an upswing and get this ball rolling with these guys. There has to be. They haven't earned the right not to play.
I would agree with that. I would absolutely agree with that, Rob. I would still sit Najee. I would still sit Pickens. I would still sit Freiermuth because if those guys get hurt, you're in a world of hurt. And I don't think I'd play really anybody on the defensive side. But I think
the defense, but you got to get the receivers in sync with Russ or Justin Fields, whoever it's going to be. There's got to be some continuity there or it's going to be a long season.
I understand where you're coming from. With Pickens in particular, I can't even flirt with that kind of disaster. You know what I mean?
No, if he goes out, we're in real trouble. It's going to be bad.
The Steelers had, according to the 33rd team, Rob, they always do these rankings. They had like the 27th worst receiving core in the NFL. That's with Pickens. You take Pickens away, it's by far the worst receiving core in the NFL. So you just got to be careful there.
This could be a bad season. The thing is, joke bad. This could be bad.
Thank you, Rob.
I think the Steelers are improved over last year. I think they've had largely a really good offseason, but there are three positions in particular where they just have absolutely no depth. And I would look at defensive line, I would look at cornerback, and I would look at wide receiver. And if Cam Hayward goes down, and he's old, you're in big trouble. If Joey Porter Jr. goes down, you are in big trouble. And if George Pickens goes down, forget about it. You might want to start running the single wing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.